Feeding Hungry Minds at the University of Kentucky, today on UK Perspectives. I'm Tom Goodell. In addition to adopting a $3 billion budget last week, the University of Kentucky also announced a historic partnership with Aramark to provide dining services and a bit more to campus. Joining us again this week to provide us with the details of that arrangement is UK's Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration, Eric Mundy. Good to see you again, Eric.
Sounds good. Thanks, Tom. Glad to be here.
At last week's Board of Trustees meeting, Dr. Capiluto said that their vote on dining is about stirring human transformation through creating community. And I wonder if you could elaborate a bit on that.
So we're so excited about this partnership. We're not excited just because of the size and the financial size. We're most excited about the community that it's going to create. So we're building dining spaces and dining halls not to be a place just to eat, but to build the community and the experiences that our students are going to remember forever.
And how was Aramark chosen to be the partner for this?
The university's been through a 20-month process where we looked at requests for information, requests for proposals, and other legal means that we utilize in Kentucky through the use of the Model Procurement Code to source a long-term partner for the university. So we had multiple companies respond to that RFP, and through a process led by faculty, students, and staff, and others, we evaluated and determined that Aramark was the most responsive and the partner that we wanted long-term for the university.
And what are some of the key components of the agreement with Aramark?
So the first components that are the most important to us is what we call program. It's what they're going to do for nutrition and wellness and providing that information. It's how we're going to grow the number of employees, our full-time number, as well as our student employees. It's how we're going to bring better brands and more brands to the campus to give our students more choices. And it's also facilities. Amazing transformation, over $70 million of cash coming in from Aramark to make a difference in the facilities of our campus.
What are some of the things, then, that we're going to see differently this fall and in the future on campus? I understand, for one thing, that K-Lair is coming back, and a lot of us here at this end of campus are very happy about that. But tell us about some other changes that we might see.
So, a great combination between new, as well as the rebirth of some old, as well as how do we sustain some of the places that we already have. So K-Lair will be back, and I understand, unfortunately, I didn't get to see K-Lair and experience it, so I cannot wait. But we're going to bring back some old favorites, but we're also going to have some healthier options maybe, some Kentucky Proud options at K-Lair. K-Lair will have 280 seats. It'll be in almost the exact same location as it was before as part of Hagen Hall and our new Hagen Hall. We're also going to spend some funds in our student center. You know, we have a long-term project for our student center, but we want to impact the students of today. So Blazer and Commons and a student center. Also some new locations, some ones that are close to you. We're going to put in an Einstein Brothers Bagel in the Kim Fizz building. We're going to put a new location in M.I. King Library. We're also going to expand on what we're doing in the engineering building and put a Rising Roll Gourmet sandwich shop in there. So it's a great combination of some new concepts, some old favorites, as well as to expand on what we're already doing.
And you told me that another familiar brand in town is coming to campus, in part because they heard you and me talking about this on UK Perspectives earlier this year. So elaborate on that a bit.
It's a great story, Tom, and it shows the power of this show and what you all do here is that BJ McCrary called me. He said, I heard you on radio talking about some of the exciting things of dining. We own Common Grounds. We have about four locations in town. We'd love to come on the campus. So we put them in touch with our dining partner, and coming this fall, Common Grounds will be located in Champions Court, one of our new residence halls along the Avenue of Champions. And so we're excited to have the local brands on the campus. We're going to have some others as well, but we're excited to have Common Grounds.
Well, you've addressed this a bit in some of those comments, but I'd like to follow up on some things that were said back in April when there were protesters on campus that said a major for-profit dining service is going to hurt the university's commitment to dining workers and to local food growers. So what have you done in this proposal, in this partnership with Aramark to address that?
Sure. Let's talk about our employees first. One, the employees of UK Dining, full-time employees at the university, can remain as employees of the university. They'll work for our partner, but they can remain with the benefits and the salary they have in now. As well as we know we're going to grow more than double the number of opportunities for full-time employees as we look at the next few years. And secondly, Kentucky Proud Local Purchasing. It's a tribute to the success of our dining services operation that we built over the last few years. How do we sustain that, but also grow upon that? And that is a real focus of our partnership. So what we expect to see next year is $2 million, more than the $1.8 million we did this year in local and Kentucky Proud purchases, and a 5% growth rate for the next years of the contract. So we're not going to just sustain what we've already built. How do we grow upon that? And lastly, I would say the growth of something we call the Academic Partnership, a $5 million commitment from Aramark to our enterprise, our academic enterprise. We're going to work with the College of Ag, Food, and the Environment and to build on our land grant mission, farm to table, and all the other elements that where we can think about doing things and doing food differently and sustaining not only what we've already built, but growing upon it.
Well, sounds very tasty, Eric. Thanks. Our guest has been Eric Mundy, Executive Vice President for Finance and Administration at UK. You can hear our complete interview at wuky.org. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.